Blog Talk Radio.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
All about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have
anything.
Be who you want to be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed.
All you want is a mansion,
a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skepticism, jump over the yes men, skate across that bullish, still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams, never let.
Greetings and peace to our radio listening audience, and thank you for joining us this morning on our broadcast radio show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. We want to thank you this morning for being with us on such a beautiful sunny morning after so much snow. We enjoyed the snow, but we were glad for the break, and we have a beautiful day here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our show today is entitled Institutional Racism, The Battle from Within. Racism in America was established from the beginning of slavery as an institution for determining the superiority of one race over another in order to control the slaves and indigent servants of the slave masters here in America. It was set up to initiate a system of control over the black slaves and those in servitude to the white slave owners in America. It is a social and political policy based upon the notion that the black slaves from Africa were not totally human beings, but resistively human. The behavior and misconceptions were lower than that of a white man or their slave masters, and they were considered less than human and equal to their animal stock. This concept was forced on the slaves through cruel and inhuman treatment by their slave masters until they were broken into submission that they were not equal to the white race and did not deserve the same rights and treatment as they were given. This idea has subconsciously been passed down from generation to generation and is still accepted and enacted on the African Americans and minority races today, resulting in the cruel and inhuman treatment of these people, as demonstrated in the actions of those in authority over the people, and is seen in the behavior of the policemen and the killing of innocent black men in cities and communities throughout America. And then Shabazz will teach today on the institution of racism. And before I bring him on, I want to remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And this, to bring you this broadcast each Sunday, is costly. We have to use what we can by struggling and sacrificing to keep the show going, or put finances we can. We want to thank those of you who are contributing and helping us in this effort. And any of you who would like to do so, please call in. Give us a call at 336-497-8734 or 301-672-3381. And we will be glad to accept whatever donation you would like to contribute toward this broadcast program. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me, radio listening audience? Can you hear me, co-host?
Yes, I can, Imam Shabazz.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I just want to make sure that I was connected with everybody. First of all, we would like to start off with a prayer out of the final revelations of Almighty God Allah, the Most High. And this is called the opening prayer, not only for Muslims, but for all human beings, because all human beings are descended from one set of parents, Adam and Eve. And Almighty Allah say, when he created Adam and Eve, he say he breathed or inspired into both of their body his divine spirit, some of his divine spirit, and he made them one soul, a single soul. So this in itself lets the world know that as we have true understanding of our Creator, then we will know that we are equal as human beings, that we are one soul, that we are not different races, but we are one human race under one divine Creator. With that said, we would like to open with our Fatiha. It's called the opening. And I would like to say for you Muslims and all of you non-Muslim, but especially the Muslim, Fatiha don't just mean opening. Like, I'm not saying that you all just take it this way, like opening a can or opening the book up and reading the book Quran, the beautiful book Quran of Allah, but it means opening your heart up to God inside of your body so that you can hear the voice of Almighty God Allah speaking to you from within. And this is the way to deliver yourself from the slave, institutionalized slave mentality, by listening to the voice of your Creator Allah within your own heart and soul. So with that said, we will start with our Fatiha. We will say it in the Arabic the best that we can, and it ain't important how well and pretty you say the Arabic. It's the intentions from your heart. This is what Prophet Muhammad said. The Allah say the believer's intention is better than our actions. And the sinful people, he say, intentions are worse than their actions. So with that said, we will begin now, Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. And that is in the English translation, with the name of Allah the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the whole world, the universe, all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. That was a beautiful prayer. So with that said, we would like to just continue to further elaborate on what the co-host said. It was so beautiful. She expressed that and gave such an introduction of slavery so beautifully and well said. I just want to elaborate on it. You see, what do institution mean? Institution means school of thought. We have institutions here called what? High school, college. Those are institutions. They say institutions of higher learning. That's what they say when you go to college. You get degrees, a bachelor's degree or degrees, right? You know, different types of degrees. They say you got higher learning, right? Well, look at the society we're living in. Look at all these people with higher learning. Look at their moral conduct. It's lower than that of animals. So how is it higher learning? Higher learning comes from the Most High Creator, Allah. So if you want higher learning, you can't get higher learning from people who don't even have morals. The same people who brought African-American people over here over five centuries ago and put us in slavery, they are the same ones that miseducated us. They didn't educate us. If they educated us, we would be free, and we wouldn't be their slaves. So they miseducated us. and they lied. And the thing I want to say, I had so strong on my mind, is that this country, this government of the United States of America was founded. The foundation of it is lies, deceit, and oppression. Yes, they started off lying to us when they brought us over here as slaves. The first lie they told us was that they said, listen, you people, like the co-host said, listen, you people, first of all, they beat us. They treated us so cruel. They made us do all kinds of horrific things. Believe it or not, they even made us drink our urine and eat our feces. They did. They did this. They did this. They did horrible things to us. And they would take the woman, the African-American woman, when she was pregnant, and what they would do is get all the slaves together around. They would split up their home when she was pregnant, let the baby, the fetus, the baby drop out, and stomp the baby to death. Now, these are some horrible, horrific crimes against the human being, the human nature, which is good. These are not people who are real human beings, most of them the Jews and the Gentiles. These are Gen people. They're called Gentiles. The word Gentile is derived from Gen. The root of Gentile is Gen. And Gen means evil. And Tar means poison. These are evil and poison people. What do I mean by evil and poison? They are evil in their conduct, and they're poison and poison in our minds with lies, so that we would think that they were superior to us and that God made us. They even got verses in the Bible that they rewrote and said that one of God's prophets was, he cursed his son to be black. I think it was Prophet Noah. It doesn't matter. They're saying that's why black people are black, and they say we are cursed by nature because of that. So they're telling us we started out cursed and say God cursed us to be subservient to other people, especially the whites and the Jews. That's mainly what he was talking about, and say that we are cursed just went into the day of judgment. And this is the way they taught us for over five centuries, these lies. These diabolical lies. And Imam Waqf Yudin Muhammad, my leader and teacher, and the leader and teacher of over a billion, I mean, a million, 10 millions of Muslims in this country, we were taught by the best teacher in the world. I said, and I stand behind it with anybody. Study his work and you'll see that we were taught by the best teacher, and our teacher was taught by the best teacher, his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's right. I stand behind every word I say, and I dare anyone to challenge me on the fact that both of them didn't teach the truth, and I won't do anything, but the Creator through me will put you to shame. Because that man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, about 60 or 70 years ago, he came to us in America. Islam was already here, the whole truth. But the Arabs and those others from Pakistan, they had the truth, and others from the Muslim land over in the East, they didn't have no concern or care about African Americans, because when they were allowed to come into this country, they also was indoctrinated and gave an understanding by those who supposed to be running this country, the Jews, and the Jews really run America, not the whites, the Jews really run it. They were taught that, look, if you want to be here, don't treat these black Negro, our slaves, as human beings. They are not human beings. They are more animal than human beings because they have been cursed. And I would like to share this. I'll put this in also. Now, listen. My wife said one day, I don't know what year, what time, it doesn't matter. She said this Japanese or Chinese lady, one of them, she asked her, and still hated it, didn't mean no harm. This is what these Jews and these old ungodly Gentiles or white, so-called white people in America has taught people all over the world, that we are animals. Three-fifths of a human being. You're either a whole human being or you're an animal. You can't be both. But the white lady thought, I mean, the Chinese, the Japanese lady thought that my wife had a tail like a monkey because they had taught us for over 500 years back in slavery from to the day that we're monkeys, we're descended from monkeys and baboons and animals, and especially monkeys, apes, and baboons. So the Japanese lady asked my wife, say, could you pull up your dress and let me see your tail? She thought she had a tail like a monkey. Or baboon. This ain't no joke, people. This is why we're so messed up. Not me, I'm excluded, but most black African Americans are so messed up. And because, you know, like Imam Wafdi Muhammad said, as I was going to say, if you teach a people over 500 years, five centuries that listen, they made a Bible, okay? They made a book, a supposed to be a Bible, a book of God, right? And everything they made in the Bible, the figures in the Bible, the God was made white in the Bible, right? All right, to the very day. And then they didn't stop there. They didn't make just the God white. They say God got a son. So, of course, the son had to be white too. And then they say God is a spirit, so a Holy Spirit. So they broke, divided God up into three parts. They say God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, right? Holy Ghost, right? And that's just what it is. That's a ghost. It's something that really don't exist, because God is one, and he have no son. He have no partners. He's all spiritual. He's not creation. He's the creator of creation. So all of this is necessary for you all to understand that you can never overcome the slavery that the European, the Jew and the European has institutionalized us in as African-American people until you go back. You got to go back, people. You got to study history. You know, history rewards all research, and history also repeats itself. And there's a saying that if you don't study history, learn from the past, history, you're doomed to repeat it. So, African-American people, I say to you that if you don't start studying why you are like you are today by going back and studying history, you're going to continue to repeat the slave conditions that you find yourself in today. I'm up here on Georgia Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. Almighty God, Allah has blessed me and another beautiful brother, Abdul Rahim, from California, to have Holy Qurans on the table along with other merchandise we're asking donations for. A man just came up and bought a Holy Quran, and the man, Brother Abdul Rahim, said, "You just bought the Book of Life." The man said, "Yes, I know it." And he was just smiling, and I said, "I pray God bless you to get your life back through his divine truth in the Quran, which is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It has not been tampered with. Almighty God, Allah, said he protected his book, Quran, his final revelations to all mankind by revealing it in the pure Arabic in the Quran. Not that whole Arabic language is pure, but the Arabic in the Holy Quran is pure, and it cannot be changed. To the very day, from 1,400 years ago, it's in its pure context in the beautiful Arabic language of the Quran. So it's for the whole world to bring us out of darkness, spiritual darkness, into light. And I want to say this too. Do you know that the same people, the so-called white people, Europeans, that put us in slavery and said that we were three-fifths of a human being and said that they were superior to us because God made them superior and made us inferior to them, made us animals. Do you know that that lie keeps them in slavery too, to where today they are so messed up in their head with them lies, because the lies they told, they have to keep telling another lie to cover up other lies. So now they're all wrapped up in the lies, and most African Americans are wrapped up into the lies with them. Negroes, so-called colored people, African-American, black people, huh? So how do you destroy a lie? You destroy a lie with the truth. How do you come out of institutional racism and slave mentality? You come out of it by re-educating yourself, re-institutionalizing in your heart and your mind the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Only the truth can set you free, people. A lot of people are thinking that their vote's going to set them free. I vote for this politician and I give this much money to them, they're going to set me free. Ain't no human being, ain't no man can set you free, people. This is the problem with African-American free people. Not only that, freedom is within your own soul and heart. You have to want to be free, first of all. You got to get tired of living like we live. Most African Americans live. Most African Americans live Western animals, and we talk about also how the white man is and Caucasians and the Jews are killing up African Americans, and how they are profiling us and mistreating us. But what about how we're mistreating ourselves? We have to add that in, people, whether you want to hear it or not. How are you going to get respect from anybody if you don't have self-respect? It's not going to happen. So in order to gain our self-respect back, our dignity back as a human being, a spiritual human being, we have to turn back to Almighty God. How do you think Moses, peace be upon him, freed his people? He went to get the laws of God to bring back in their life after Pharaoh had done just totally discarded all the laws of Almighty God and set up his own laws. See, he went so far as to say, I'm God, I'm your Lord. What does it mean? He said, if there's another God, show him to me. And he even told his people, say, listen, this God Moses talking about, I want you to build me a ladder up in the sky, this foolish man, so I can just see the God. I can climb all the way up there and meet him and let him know I'm the real God and he ain't no God. Well, the Jews and the Gentiles, these old ungodly Jews and Caucasians in America and Israel, they got the same mentality. Even on the so-called money, which ain't got no value, whose face do you see on the dollar? And they're saying, God, we trust. And whose face do you see on the God, on the dollar? White faces, Jews and Gentiles. Mostly Caucasian. So what are they saying? They're saying we're God, and in ourselves we trust. We trust in materialism. We trust in our own selves, and we trust in materialism. And they have made materialism a God. And they have made themselves the gods of materialism. Most of the Jews in the world are the Jews in the world, period. They are the smallest minority in the human race, but they control most of the so-called material wealth. Why? Because they have deceived most of the world to believe they are God's chosen people, a lost chosen people, first of all. And this is what they lied and said about God during the time of Jesus, in particular Prophet Esau, peace be upon him. They said, and in the time of Prophet Moses, too, they said, and this is a grave lie, they said God, the Creator, he have entrusted his truth with us Jews, and can't nobody get his truth unless they get it from us. And then they passed that lie on to their children, the Gentiles, or the so-called white people, and they teach the same thing, that the only way to get to God is through Jesus. And who is the Jesus that you got to get to God through? A white Jesus. All of this is racism. Huh? So the government was established, politics was established on racism, and also the religion they gave us was established on racism, white racism, you see? So how do you destroy racism? You destroy institutionalized racism with separating yourself, like black people were separated. Back when I was born in 56, and we were doing good. We realized who our enemy was then. But today, when they integrated us in the 60s, the early 60s, they weren't just integrating us, and so many blacks, the majority, they were so happy just for white people to accept them. Oh, I can sit down on the bus right beside a white person. I can go with white women. I can marry them. I can go with a white man. I can marry them. And this is what you see today. They just took integration to mean, oh, we've been accepted by white people. Well, I tell you, they've been had. They've been bamboozled. They've been mud-a-mop, as Uncle Elijah Muhammad said. They've been hoodwinked as a whole race. Freedom, people, don't mean free to do what you want to do. Freedom means taking responsibility for the life that Almighty God, Allah, created in you, which is spiritual, to preserve and guard over your spiritual life by living a righteous life. Because the very moment that you think you're free to do whatever you want to do, and that's why how they taught us, that's when you just keep sinning, you don't know right from wrong. You can't know right from wrong unless you follow the guidance of Almighty God, Allah. They cut us off from Allah. Most of our ancestors that were brought here 4 or 5 centuries ago, about, and this ain't no exaggeration, about 65% or 70% of them were Muslims. So that tells you that the majority of them were Muslim. They knew that Allah was God. They knew that Allah won't know white man. I'm no black man. They knew Allah won't know Arab or Jew. They knew Allah was the creator of all creation, and they knew that Allah had no beginning and no ending. And they knew that the life Allah gave us was not animal life, but human life, which is spiritual life. They already knew that. So in the cotton fields and in the tobacco fields, I even primed tobacco in my time, I pray just like they pray, and that's Almighty God, free us from this slave label. We won't pay nothing. Down in the South, about 40 years ago, I primed tobacco. Man, you know what they was paying us an hour back during that time? About $2.50, almost $3 an hour. Slave label. And another big way they have enslaved African-American men and women, especially men, is these jails and prison. They really get made trillions and trillions of dollars off slave labor through our prison, the labor of the prisoners, African-American prisoners, and others too, but especially African-Americans, because there's more of them in prisons than any other part of the human race. Yeah. So, people, I pray that Almighty God, Allah, the Most High, on this day, not tomorrow, tomorrow ain't promised to us, I pray that we understand that we have to come out of this condition as soon as possible, because if you die in the institutionalized slave mentality of a racial hatred of yourself, in slavery they taught the slaves to hate themselves. That's why they beat us. And even listen at this, they wrote a dictionary. A book supposed to be giving you understanding of words. They wrote in the dictionary under the title white, everything white was right. Everything black in the dictionary is bad and evil. And it's just the opposite. We see it in their conduct. But now we also see it in most African Americans' conduct. Why? Because they accept most African Americans everything that the Jews and the whites teach them. Why, they believe in them, and they done totally rejected their true creator. That's why they're in the condition they're in, and most of them don't want to accept that. I was talking to my cousin in Richmond, Virginia the other day, and he's 78 years old. He just had a birthday. Happy birthday again. But more than happy birthday, I pray that you understand, my cousin and each and every one of you, that our birthday was when God put his spirit, Allah put his spirit in our body. That gave us birth. Birth means life, and our life is spiritual life. So it doesn't matter if the Creator let you live to get 300 or 400 years old, and as long as you're absent of the presence, you're not conscious, that is, of the presence of Allah, the Creator, in your own soul and heart. You ain't even never, you're not alive. You can be 100 years old. You're just 100 year old dead mind and dead soul. The life of the human being is in our soul. It's in our spiritual life. It's not in our animal life. In our animal life, we're no more than an animal. And so that's what we've been made to institutionalize, to believe that we're animals. And over 500 years, subconsciously, we have accepted that, most of us. And I had accepted it, too. I mean, I'm not going to leave myself out, but I didn't like the way we were living as animals, all the things we were doing, old low-down things we were doing. And most of them are doing it worse now than I was doing and we was doing when I was a teenager, about 30-something years ago. African-Americans' conduct now is so terrible. They ride by, drive by shoes and kill up a little bit of babies. Everything that this monster called the United States government, these ungodly Jews from Israel and America and these whites, all the evils that they have done in the past, killing the prophets and messengers of Almighty God and all these horrific things. They even cut out one of the heads of one of the prophets of God, John the Baptist. Yahya's his name in Arabic. It don't matter about his name. But this man refused to worship them, and he wanted to worship. He said, I'm not going to worship no one but Allah, the one true creator that you cannot see. They said, no, you're going to worship us, the King Herod or whatever his name is. You see him, you this God you're talking about you can't see. Where is he at? Produce it. He said, they said, if you worship this king, we'll let you live. If you don't, we're going to cut your head off. The man said, well, hey, start cutting my head off now, because I'm not going to worship anyone but the true creator, the unseen creator that I cannot see. And so that's what they did. They cut his head off. But guess what? Time they chopped his head all the way off, he was all, his spirit, his life, real life, was already in heaven with Almighty God. Anytime you die as a martyr, you don't have to wait to the resurrection and judgment. You go directly to heaven with Almighty God. So when he resurrected the dead, you'll already be alive in heaven. So, oh, is it so beautiful to die of martyrdom. That is the life of service to Almighty God, Allah, and him alone. So with that said, I think the Creator has blessed me to say a lot. And we would like to get some comments if you want to comment. Anybody want to elaborate or give some further talk on this subject, institutional racism and slavery. Go ahead. Co-host, you can give way to anybody, or you can come make some more comments. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Yes, I see we do have two callers online, and I want to remind you, caller, that when I call on you, let's try to give, and we have three here, another one. I thought this one was on, and then I guess he was taken off, and he's back on now. I want to give each one a chance. So at first, what we want to do is try not to talk too long. We shorten our conversation up so that each one can talk, and then after I've called on everyone to have to give their comment or say so, then I will get back to you again. You will all have plenty of time to talk, but we don't want to prolong it by talking too long at first. You want to take him in, Shahid Shabazz, of this beautiful, 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 beautiful lecture that he's giving us, message that he's bringing to us today again. And we want to have you to understand that, remind you that the institution of racism is first within oneself. It has been embedded by a thought pattern, a mindset that was forced on the slaves hundreds of years ago when they were brought to America, and now without being conscious of the fact that they are ISIS, they are accepting ideals of inferiority themselves to the Caucasians and other races of people, and they are still seeing themselves as being inferior to them. Therefore, it's reflected in their behavior towards themselves and others. So we must think seriously on that. Study our history, like Imam Shabazz said, and really try to understand who we are, because we are the builders of society. We are the true leaders. We have been the ones who lead. We have been the ones who control the kings and rulers of creation for thousands of years. But everyone has a chance. And now the other races have that chance, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are deserving of it. They're given a chance to prove whether they deserve that position or not. And since they did not receive it in honesty and sincerity, and in right treatment of the other races, but actually stole it from them, this position of rulership has been stolen from others who were in charge and in control over their people. They must now give up that which they have taken from others. And it's time for them to get a rule up. So this is why you see it's so much chaos going on, because those in charge today, they are not ready to give it up back up to who they call their slaves, the ones they call inferior to them, not even human, just part human beings, they're not ready to give a rulership up to them, and you can tell it in the way they're treating the president. They didn't want a black African-American president. They said they would never accept one, and they vowed that if he was president, they would fight him all the way through. And this is what's happening, people. You ask him what's happening. Listen, they told you that when our president, Barack Obama, was being accepted into office, what they were going to do and how they were going to treat him. And they didn't lie. They're showing you that they're true. They're sincere about this. They don't want an African-American president in office. So they are telling all kind of lies about him, and the African-Americans are believing it, which goes to show their inferior complex and servitude still to the white race and those in charge over them here on earth. They are still believing in what these lies they say about the president. And they give so-called statistics. What are statistics? Who makes up the statistics? How do they get the statistics? They tell you what they want you to know. So we have to really get a grip on who we are and start having more faith in ourselves and loving ourselves more. We have to love. We can't love anybody else until we love ourselves.
That's right.
And now I don't want to prolong my conversation because we do have three callers in and they've been with us for a while. I want to start first with the caller. I don't know whether they want to speak or not. This is an 804-553-0350 number. If you have anything to say, you may give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. I believe there is someone saying something, but I can't hear you. Could you talk loud?
I can't make out anything that's saying you need to go to the next caller. Please go to the next caller.
Yes, I will. The next caller is 204 number. What's your mind calls us to shorten the conversation at first and look at that to you so that everyone will have a chance to express themselves. 202-604-4045. Give us your name the first one you talk from.
Hello? You can still hear in the background, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but that the people you call 804, you can hear them in the background, and it's distracting away from the program.
Yes, no, it's not coming from that. It's in the studio, forever because we're getting the same noise as the call. The 202-604-4045, I believe it's Thaddeus. Thaddeus, can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Thaddeus. That's what I'm looking.
Well, welcome, salam, Brother Thaddeus. How you doing today?
I'm well. I tuned in a little late, so I missed.
That's okay.
Missed the conversation. I've been very busy lately. So if you could remind me what the topic was again, please.
Yes, sir. The topic is institutional racism and slavery.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We discussed about that. So. Here's my take on that. That is, slavery has never stopped. It's just
changed hands.
It changed hands, so to speak. So instead of having
a black man
work the fields, they imprison a lot of us because under your Social Security number, which is on the back of your Social Security card, the real number in red, if people have Social Security cards, flip it over and look. That number is associated with money. And you are a product once you're incarcerated. So they find the dumbest things to incarcerate you. People going to prison over something they didn't do, false evidence and stuff like that, and they actually been released after 27, 30 years after they didn't got all the money that came from you. So you have these institutions being blown up to house, warehouse men. particularly black men. It's over 80% population. And with that, you have them, they set up a program to, like your driver's license plate is made by prisoners. Some furniture in hotels and government offices, all of it by Unicor. These guys get pennies on a dollar, and the government spends thousands of dollars on this furniture, which is finally crafted. So they just found a new way, a new era, to enslave the population. Then they do stuff like this, you know, because ain't no black man bringing no cocaine or heroin over here. You know what I'm saying? So they have it shipped over. They catch a little bit and say, hey, we're doing a great job. We just stopped 100 keys. But all the while, 100,000 keys have made it over here. So you have the poor and disenfranchised say, okay, well, there's no way out. I'm going to sell some drugs. It's all a setup. So they go sell
yes,
the drugs,
sir.
And then they get busted. They get this time, go in the system, and they become a product for these private entities that own these prisons. If you look at the NASDAQ and the Dow, prison systems, man, if you invest in a prison system, you'll be a rich man. Because that's what the white man is doing. Not just the white man, there's some blacks too that know how to monopolize on their money. Okay, we have a system here that's designed for disenfranchised. All the while, you have someone who is up in office doing all this illegal stuff, and then when they get caught, they get a slap on the wrist, 8 years suspended, they do a year of probation. But they've been stealing from families. Come on now. I mean, how much more do you need to see to understand that they're still alive? Racism is here. It's never going to die. I find that, you know, absolutely amazing that now there are some people who are kicking out the old sheet wearers. I call them sheet wearers. You know, the ones that who produce, okay, we're going to make marijuana illegal. Marijuana was illegal because of the chemical aspect. It can produce chemicals that are not as harmful to the country. So you have people making money off selling it. So now they arrested these people off of selling marijuana. Then they all of a sudden now, okay, it's illegal. We're going to stop making money off it. I mean, do you see how that works? Doesn't make any sense to me. Once it's legalized and it's taxable, bam. So you have people still out there who don't know what to do. So they do what they can.
Well, can I just interject some, Brother Pettis, can I interject some at this time?
Yes, sir.
You know, it was said by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X, that, in other words, you know, in this country here, the United States of America, it's supposed to be founded on democracy, right? Democracy is supposed to mean a government of the people and by the people, and that is the biggest lie they ever told, because as a people, the African-American people, while we've never seen democracy, all we experienced 500 years ago and today in the 21st century is hypocrisy. This government was founded on lies and deception for the African-American people. They never intended for us to be free. They didn't bring us here to be free. They brought us here to be just like their cattle, to help us to build up this country for them, and then exterminate us. That's why they brought us here, and that's what they're doing. You know, slave labor, like my co-host, my wife, beautiful wife, said, right now today is slave labor. Look at the cost of living and the minimum wage. Look where it's at. And, you know, and it affects mostly African-American people, but I'm going to tell you why, and then I'm through. The biggest problem with African-American people through this institutional racism and slavery is and what they did to us, they divided us. And the key of the enemy has always been what? Divide and conquer.
That's right.
They got us divided among ourselves. They taught us to hate ourselves. The whites did, and the law of white people and the law of their overseers, the house Negro. And the day we got more house Negroes running around here, especially in Washington, D.C., and all over this country, and all over the world.
So I just want to interject that. It's a lot of static in the phone also. Too much static.
With static to me, what I see as static is there's systems in place to keep you dumb, deaf, and blind. You see what I'm saying? Instead of having your eye on the big picture. Like, I had posted something just letting people know. So I had, touched on that.
Something wrong?
My cousin had said something, so I responded by letting him know that, hey, look, just because you may have a house, as for the status quo, and a nice little car, and some money in a little account, doesn't mean you're really calling the shots. You're calling the shots. Somebody else is calling the shots for you. You have to own. You have to build yourself and own and start your own establishment. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that you can at least strive to be shaking off those shackles of society. You see what I'm saying? Because they do have you on lockdown. Okay, you got to dress like this. You're supposed to look like this. You got to own this. But that's not really true. Okay, it's good to have nice things, but that's not really what it is all about. You see what I'm saying? There's much more to it. I haven't really figured it out, but I do know that doesn't make say, hey, I'm successful because I have a house and a car and I got some money in the account, and that's it. But you got to get up every day, 9 to 5, for somebody else, make them rich. Nah, that's not how it really works. You see?
So, no, it's not.
There's all types of mental slavery out there. You know, mental slavery. But then we have the physical aspect of setting brothers up and having them take a fall, and they go in and be catalyzed and have a number. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, I just want to say this. They do the same thing with cattle, don't they? Brand the cattle. They take a hot iron and stick the brand. And when they gave us a Social Security number, they was branding us. And when they give us a number in prison or jail, that's the same thing. That's a brand. You ain't a human being no more. You just a number. And all we are anyway, whether you go to prison or not, African Americans, we are in this country just as a number, like cattle. We are not human to them. And we never will be. We never will be. And all you out there who's left to see, black, Muslim, Jews, Christian, whatever you call yourself, they don't discriminate and say, we ain't going to discriminate against you because you're a black Christian. We ain't going to discriminate against you because you're a black Jew. Well, if you're black in America, you all are discriminated against. So what do they tell us? If we can overcome slavery, we all got to put down these labels and titles that they've given us to divide us and understand that if we're going to rise up out of the slavery condition, we got to do it as a people, as one group, and stop dividing ourselves around religion and color and status quo materialism. All of this stuff they gave us and even their own color. You got the light-skinned blacks, they think they're white. They think they're better than the dark-skinned blacks. You know, and all of this, they done all of this stuff in slavery. And all of this stuff keeps us divided. And unity is the only way we can overcome the slavery. We got to go back with segregation, separate our minds from this wicked government. Now, you ain't got to separate your body. Slavery is not physical and mental. Separate your mind from them lies they miseducated you with and from kindergarten to college. Give all of them lies up. All of them ain't number lies. They lied. They have miseducated us. You see? And it's got us divided. And we got to be re-educated with a new education. And that new education is al-Islam. It's the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
That's right. You know, another aspect is, okay, it goes back to already the separation between the shades of life. Jim Crow, okay, you got the man was the head of the household. Now it's reversing. The women are coming into the house. So I've heard brothers, they ask women for money and stuff like that. So, you hear me?
You know what? That 804 number, I know the co-host said that that's in the station in New York, but it's a distraction there. And you can hear the noise. Maybe somebody left their phone on and walked away from it, but left the TV or something on. But I wish that that could be cleared up, because you don't need to be interrupted when you're talking these powerful, thought-provoking programs. It don't need to be interfered with like that. But I can't control that. The co-host, she controls that, working with the blog radio talk coming out of New York City. I can't control that, because I couldn't even hear you for a moment there, and I can hear that static in the background.
Okay. No, with that, I'm on a train, so I went to a small tunnel.
Yes, thank you. I have tried to. I did have a number that I put on here, the 804 number, so I'm trying to see if that might have been a distraction, because I did not cut them back off. Do you still hear the noise?
Not at this time.
No.
All right. So it could have been coming from that number that was still on the air. Now you may continue with your question. Now we
can
have another call.
I can hear that noise again now.
No. I think that's me. That's me. I'm on the red line. That's me. You hear the intercom.
Oh. Oh, okay, then. Well, we want to try to get to another caller so that we can get the program clear. I don't like any distractions when it comes to waking up people's minds and hearts.
True.
So I wish the co-host, thank you, Thaddeus. We appreciate you. Wonderful insight and help with us to bring out and expose this wicked government in the United States run by the ungodly Jews in Israel and these ungodly white folks in the United States of America and Europe also.
That's right. Right. No problem. Our pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam. Yes, we have another call online now, and this is that beautiful brother that I'm seeing here. He's been with us for quite a while, since the beginning of the show, I believe. That's the brother Larry from North Carolina. We want to get some this beautiful message that he has to give to us today. It's now he's listening that Allah has blessed him with it. We want him to share that with us, Brother Larry.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry. Glad to have you on. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes, it's a beautiful words to hear. I'm hoping if my phone don't shut down on me here. But I'd like to say good morning to all your listeners.
Same to you.
And thank you, Brother Shaheed. And again, whenever you speak on topics like this, you definitely earn the name and the respect from me as being the reminder, because a lot of times we tend to be so focused on moving ahead so swiftly in life that we tend to forget, you know, where we come from, things
That's
that
right.
have happened to us over in our lives, in our ancestors and down the line. But of course, we do think God's intent is for us to move on. He's a sovereign God. He's an ever-evolving God. So things does continue to go on in life and in his creation, things continue to go on and develop in life. We as people, individuals and groups, and even as a country. We are supposed to in life, and we will, because it's God's intent that we will. We are supposed to mature, become more mature in life, and move on. So, even some of the things that Martin Luther King stood for back in his day, civil rights, and his great dreams that we would be recognized as a people. I think that is also being fulfilled. But I think what we have to look at, too, is that now, you know, we have been, as you say, bamboozled. We have been set aside and held back, and it has been very, very effective to black folks, you know, here, especially here in America. But we have to take that. We have to take that, even though right now, and we still see some holding backs, going to prison, as you say, drugs flooding the place and all this kind of thing. We still have to take that, all that we have, because we are endurance people. And all that we have, we have to take it and move forward with it. We, as a people, have got to stop being so closed-minded and so out there by ourselves, want to be on top, want the glory for just for ourselves. Because a lot of times, you know, we as people, we don't think about the whole group. We think about ourselves. We want to
That's
have
right.
the baddest ride.
That's
we want
right.
to have the most money. We want to,
right.
you know, we don't think about coming up as a people.
That's
you
right.
know, as a people going up. And I do believe, sure, it's a systematic thing. If you really stop, when I really stop and think about the Caucasians in this country now, you know, they leave a lot of their people behind as well. The only reason that they group up as a people, I think, is to keep black folk down.
That's right. You're right.
But when they want to rise up as a group or as, you know, like the rich dividing the poor. Now, when them rich whites decide to go and be rich and stay rich, they even leave, so they leave their white folks down. They leave the poor whites down. They just as low as we are when it comes
That's
down
right.
to them and elevation to their material things and their wealth, you know. But we as a black people, that when none of us was wealthy in this country, all of us was considered below at the bottom of the pole, we ought to have enough tenacity, enough sense, enough been through, endured enough pain and suffering that we ought to know, and we hear it all the time, well, no matter what you get, you're still a nigger. No matter what you get, you ain't never going to be with them white folk.
That's
and,
right.
And to a point, when you look at it, to a point, it's pretty much right.
Exactly.
But here we are still in the same old rut, doing the
That's
same
right.
old thing and expecting
That's right.
a different result.
Exactly. And that is called insanity.
Right. And institutionalized, as you say, institutionalized, miseducated Negroes. You
That's
know,
right.
as you say, and then when you think about it, and on a religious level, you know, even your own people, when you start speaking the truth, and when you start speaking equality and justice for all, you know, the devil's going to come in, and he'll come in looking just like you, just like me, just like them. You know, even the Prophet Muhammad, when he received the glory of God, his people wanted to kill him. And he
That's
came
right.
to them with the word, the same language, and looked just like them. So
That's
anytime
right.
you try to come with the truth, the word of God, your enemy is a lot of times the closest. Matter of fact, the enemy is the closest thing to you.
Your
Even your own
people.
Enemy within yourself.
That's
if you
right,
ain't
you.
Very careful, and if you don't
That's
keep
right.
your mind and your heart focused on the one and the truest of Almighty God, you know you're gonna almost forget the people out there that look like you, forget the people that don't look like you. Whether they're your enemy, you got to get away. If you don't get away and go to the cave, the mountaintop, to your own little corner in your house, and pray and meditate on Almighty God, you'll find yourself that your wife will go against you, your kids will go against you, your brother, your sister, all them people will turn against you.
That's right.
And so we are institutionalized, miseducated, and we are we're deaf, dumb, and blind.
That's right.
You know, when it comes down to that that what you what you your topic is today. And of course, it's a big deal, and it's still a big deal. And I, like I say, Brother Shaheed, I give you, I mean, you earn the title from me as being a reminder, because some of this that we did to talk, a lot of, you know, we done got so up it and big headed and moved on that we don't want to hear it. But,
that's right.
But there are some that even speaking on what you're speaking on today, if it would just wake up one person, and which I think if enough people hear something like this, it'll definitely wake somebody up. You know, I kind of go back to when I was when I first heard of Islam. You know, I never had heard of Islam, and I was always been raised and taught that God and the Word of God and doing the right thing. But when I heard Islam, it was like a breath of fresh air. So
yes,
sometimes when people haven't heard or have went to sleep and not, you know, and not went inside their head, and once they hear it, you know, it wakes them up. So it's a
That's
big
right.
deal, and it's a good thing that we are reminded of some things that have happened to us, that, as you say, that inshallah, that we don't repeat these same things again as we
That's
go
right.
through
That's
life.
Right.
So it is a big
That's
deal.
Right. Yes, sir, you're absolutely right, because often, because the saying holds true that in the Quran, and you often remind the people yourself, say, Allah says, the Creator says, study history and learn what happened to those before you when they did the same thing you did. What happened to them?
That's
so
right, that's right.
He repeats history. He said with the good people, he repeats history, and with the bad people, he repeats history. He said the evil results of the deeds of the generations in the past eventually overcame them and destroyed them. The wages of sin is death.
That's right.
And he said the evil results of this generation, and we see it in the 21st century, he said the evil results of their deeds will soon overtake and destroy them too. And when you, like you said, it ain't just African-Americans now being destroyed by this United States government, the rich. It's all people who are poor, white, black, pink, blue, whatever you may be. It used to be what's called in the United States of America in particular, three classes of people, the rich, the middle class, and the poor. Now they then cut it down to just the rich and the poor. And the poor represents about 90%, and the rich represents about 10%.
That's right.
Of the population in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
In the world.
That's right. I mean, you know, I look at sometime, and I thank God for, you know, because it ain't so much as my job, but it's the sight. It's just what I see going on. It's the I thank Allah, and I give credit and all praises due to Allah for any position that he puts me in, because I try to learn from all that's around me. You know, when I look out around His creation, I try to learn something from His creation. I mentioned that, and, you know, that's what I do, and I've told you this plenty of times. And not
yes,
only
sir.
Do I look out and try to learn from the birds, the bees, the trees, I try to learn from the people that Allah has placed around me, or that He has placed me before. So on my
That's
job,
right.
I see that, you know, white people, they just, you know, because you got to have a certain income, you got to be at a certain low income in order to be that, because of assisted living. And so some of these white folks are, you know, they poor. They don't have anything. They just like the blacks that's coming there, that's poor, need assisted living. So they all in the same pot.
That's
and so
right.
when I look at them, you know, it's like, you know, y'all poor people, it's like feeding the chickens. When you throw some feed out there to the chickens, it don't matter if that chicken is black, white, or red. They all going to come scrambling, trying to pick up that feed that you threw them out there on the ground.
That's correct.
Because they all trying to live. They
That's
all
right.
know that this is what they're going to get to eat. So they come. And so up there where I work at, I can tell the first of the month when they get their checks, black, white, and different. Boy, they all up and going, trying to get their little food, pay their little rent, and all this kind of stuff. Now, do they go around, sit around, and talk and act like you white and I'm black? Yes, of course they do. They do that. But when it comes down to it, so do they not like Obama? Of course the white folk will talk about they don't, you know, Obama ain't the president for them, this, that, and the third. But we got black folk that would do. I've heard black folk. Matter of fact, on the second term, I think I've heard more black folk on the second term talking about I've even heard some of the radio people on radio talking about, he ain't doing like he promised he would do, this, that, and the third. So we got all these things that come at us to poison, even today, to poison us as people and as God-fearing people that are trying to move forward in this lifetime today. You know, you got all kinds of people coming at you trying to hold you back and trying to keep you from moving forward because it's God's will that we move forward. It's God's will that heaven be on earth, that we understand, his works and his heaven, you know. And so there's so many elements and so many people and so many things, material things and things of that nature that would distract us. And
that's right.
As you always mentioned, that it's a test. And if we wake up to the tests of life, we're going to fail. And and I'm going to say this right here, Shay, and I'm going to let someone else speak. Just like this week, you and I went through a thing. And you know, we always talk and we'll come back and we'll apologize and we'll accept our responsibility, whether we were short talked to each other or whether, you know, we felt some kind of way. Or we can sense that one of us felt some kind of way. And if we don't continue, here's my point about that, if we don't continue to practice patience and perseverance as individual people, if we don't continue or don't do that, and we're going to miss the smaller little tests in our own life that comes before us, the small tests that come before us, because we'll end up mad at your wife, you end up mad with your kids, you end up mad with your best friends, or you end up sometime even come back and you'll be mad with yourself, man, endure and set your own self up, set our own selves up to pass the test. We'll miss it, and that's what a lot of us are doing. We're just missing the test, and we miss it over and over and over again. Next thing you know, we're 56 years old, and we done missed the test. We're still jealous. We're still selfish. We're still pulling somebody down because we didn't get what we wanted when we was 25 and 30, and we won't let nobody else do it.
That's absolutely right, Brother Larry, and that was absolutely astounding and profound, the message that Almighty Allah bless you to share with us today. I know I received it, and I thank Allah for you, as well as I know my wife do. And, I just want to say that there is a saying, it doesn't matter who said it, but it was one of the scholars, African-American scholars, that said these prophetic words probably over 100 years ago. He said, and other races, they do this. We're the only race, the African Americans, that don't do this. That scholar said that the only time that another human being should look down on another human being is when they're picking them up.
Right,
and
that's right.
We as a people, like you say, we don't look down on each other as African Americans to pick each other up. We look down on each other to put our foot down to keep each other down.
That's right. It's happened so much even this day and time. It ain't hard for us to see. You know, and drugs, and one thing about drugs is one of the biggest things to me now. Now, they had alcohol back in the day. You know, people just get drunk. Fuss, fight,
and shoot. That's
right. But when drugs came out, as Brother Thaddeus said, that was one of the most dividing things for us as a people in the ghetto, in the inner city, that I think I've ever seen. Everybody wanted to get all the money. Here's one drug dealer wanted all the money.
That's right. There you go.
Well, this is my block. We'll shoot you down if you come
exactly
on the block.
Right.
They selling
exactly
to the mamas,
right,
the kids, everything, just to get that money. And they ain't helping nobody get up. I mean, you had some few drug dealers that maybe, I'm not saying that all, but you probably had a few that helped somebody. But I'm saying, and mostly that was the most dividing thing for inner city black poor people, because you could see that they was grabbing, and it was all about them. They go buy them a big ring, a big car, two or three, four or five big cars, and all this kind of stuff. So that ain't
That's
no
right.
way. Right there, you can see that. You know, you can talk that black all you want to, but you ain't trying to do nothing to raise up a people. When you live a life and be like that. And it was a thing where, you know, young kids, that's when they see these things, that's all they do. And every kid wants more than he wants everything. He wants stuff that ain't no good for him anyway, because he's a kid. He's immature. He'll eat too much candy. He'll drink too many sodas. He'll run out in front of a car because he don't know. So when you see these things as a young brother, a young man, 15, 14 years old, you envy that. And that's what you go for. And it is planted in your mind. And so you know, we are doomed people if we don't be reeducated.
Well, you're absolutely right, Brother Larry. Education is the key. I mean, I want to say this to all of if I can, Christian audience listening today, out of your own Bible, you have to try to understand the truth in the Bible and separate the truth from the bitter or the innovations of the ungodly Jews and Gentiles that rewrote the Bible since the time of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. You know, education is the key to life. The Creator says in the Bible, my people, not talking about black people, all human beings, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. Knowing me. But why do I justify or qualify the statement? Because you hear anybody saying that right there, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. Well, if you got the wrong knowledge, that's going to cause you to perish. But if you got the right knowledge, you're going to come into your life and into your right mind. So it's the knowledge of the Creator. It's right knowledge. When you say miseducation, that means that you missed the real education you need on life. They miseducated you. Because when you misunderstand, you don't know who your Creator is, and all you think is value is in material things you see, and you don't think that what you can't see exists. That's how they miseducated us. They taught us into materialism, and they taught us out of belief in the unseen or the spiritual world of Almighty God, Allah. And that's why we have become a people now where we all for ourselves. When we were Muslim, the majority of our people, we had unity. Over in Africa, before they brought us over here, we had different tribes, different nations, but we all worked as one. We had a saying, and when me and you was growing up, brother, we could see some of this Islam and our people. It said, this saying go like this, it takes a village to raise one child.
That's right. That's right.
And we don't think like that no more.
That's right. We definitely don't. We most certainly do not.
And this institutional racism and slavery has got us messed up like this. But we can come out of this, like you say, we can't stay talking about the past. We got to learn from the past and move on.
Yeah.
Move on. I mean, anybody can talk about the problem, but we need solutions, not problems. We know about the problem. You see it on TV. When you walk out the door, you see it. Even in your own house, you got problems. With your children, with your family, like you say, we need solutions, and we got the solution today, and it's called Quran. It's called Holy Quran.
Right.
For all of y'all that don't know, if you are sincere, you got godly intentions, which means good intentions, read the Quran, and I guarantee you will find your freedom. That's why they've been trying to say President Obama is a Muslim, too, because they don't want you to know about what the Muslim truly believe in. Islam, what the Muslim truly believe in, is not a religion. It's a way of life for all human beings.
Right.
It will free you from a mental slavery. It will free you from spiritual slavery. It will free you from economic slavery. Yes, it will free you from political slavery to this ungodly, wicked, diabolical government we're under. And President Obama ain't the government. He don't run the government. He's just a representation of the head of the government, what the government should be. If the government was like President Obama, we wouldn't have all these problems. We would be seeing what we're talking about today, us coming out of slavery. He said freedom for everybody. Malcolm X said years ago, freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. Well, where did he get that from? He got it from God. Almighty God, Allah, said he created all human beings equal with the pursuit to, for us to be able to pursue freedom, justice, and equality. Thought about it. So it ain't gonna never be a world of peace until there's justice. And justice can be no justice until there's equality.
Yeah, I agree. When it comes down to even in our lifetime, Brother Shahid, and when we look back and go back into just in, like I said, in our lifetime, we see, and I know I've seen where you peak out. You know, you reach the peak, I'd say. You peak out, like I was telling last week about, a young lady was telling me she gets nothing else out of Christianity. So I seen where you peak out with my people back in my days where they, no matter how hard they worked, no matter how much they prayed and read their Bible, it always seemed to be that the white, and particularly the white Christians, that you couldn't get above them. You couldn't get any further than where they are.
That's right.
You know, and so, and like I say, when I first heard Islam, it took a whole lot of pressure. It was, like I said, a breath of fresh air. It took a whole lot of pressure off of me because now I was able to hear something, read something, and even envision something that was greater than any white Jesus Christ that you see on the cross, any white rich or well-to-do or a white man that had acres and acres of land.
That's right.
Any white president that I've seen, anything, I was able to go excel more higher than that thought or that what I've seen with my very own eyes.
That's right.
In my mind and in my spirit, it was like I broke free. It was a breath of fresh air.
That's right. You did break free. Islam is freedom.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Same for me, Brother Larry. I was in the bathroom, Brother Larry. I've shared this with the people before, but I want to share it again if I can. This has been about 45 years ago, maybe 43 years ago. I was smoking marijuana. We was partying, me and the fellas and the girls, and the others was out in the bar, partying, and I went in the bathroom, used that restroom, and as I stood there in the mirror and looked at myself, high of marijuana, these are the words that came out of my mouth, from my soul and my heart. I meant it. I don't play with Almighty God. I don't do that, and I don't tolerate other people doing it. I would never do that. I said these words. I said, Almighty God, I know that these things I'm doing are wrong. They're ungodly. You're not pleased with these things. I said, I don't really want to do these things, but I don't know no other way to go. I say, that's all my people are doing. I say, but I can't live for my people. I got to live for myself. I say, so one day I want to come out of this body, the real me to come out of my body and gain control, your spirit to come out of me and take control of my body so I can live a good life, the life you intended for us. And it was about a year or two after that I took up martial arts. It taught me self-discipline. And right after that, my brother introduced me to Islam about a year after that. So if you seek the truth sincerely, surely Allah will lead you to the whole of his truth, like he did you and me and my wife and many, many, many more billions of people, millions of people in this country, even white people, and that's Islam. That's Islam. It's not just for blacks, no one race. It's for the whole human race to free us from the ignorance of our own creator inside our own heart and soul.
That's right. You gotta free yourself
from yourself.
That's right. That's right. And once you can break free of the Satan, or learn the Satan that's within you, the evil diabolic mind that's within yourself, and you start to work on controlling that, brother, I tell you, you would definitely have a different walk. And
you sure will.
I remember years ago, some years ago now, that when I was in the church and you see people falling out and one time I was in a church and the minister was coming around and he touched me and when you touch people in the forehead, they'll fall out on the floor. And I always wonder why did they do that? Was it a spirit? And then some of them would tell you, yeah, the spirit hit it and they fell out on the floor. And so
that's true.
One time I was touching the forehead and I didn't feel anything different. And I always tried to open up and try to wonder where was the spirit? When was the spirit going to come in me? You know, good singing and all, of course, give you a little spirit, make you kind of want to move your feet. But I never had that spirit that they say that will knock you out in the floor. And so I asked the question one time. Somebody says, well, why did you fall down? I said, well, I didn't feel anything. So what they said was that, well, you were supposed to fall down when they touched you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like as if you're just supposed to do it, as if it's a show. You know,
exactly.
So you were supposed to fall down.
That's right.
And then I heard some person said that you are supposed to, it's like a ritual or something, that you are supposed, it's called laying your life down for the Lord. So when the minister, I guess, touch you, or the person of God comes up and touch you in your forehead, you are supposed to lay down on the floor there, and I guess the tradition or the thing behind it is what it's telling that you are telling the people is that you are now laying your life down for the Lord. All that may be fine and well if that's what somebody wants to do. And falsify, you know, and I would call it would have been falsified had I done it, because I didn't feel that, and I didn't think that was that didn't show me that I was laying my life down for the Lord. I think if I laid my life down for the Lord, then I laid them cigarettes down, I laid them drugs down, I laid that evil and that selfish and that.
That's right.
This degrading talk, lay that stuff down.
Lay that stuff down. That's right. That's what it really means.
Yeah. You lay that down. Lay them lies down. Lay down those pornographic movies and all that kind of stuff. Lay that down.
That's right.
Now you're laying your life down for the Lord.
That's right. That's right, brother. Very, very clear and well said. And if I can at this time, I'll make it brief. I was about 17 years old in our city, Durham, and I was going with this young lady, and her mother was a Christian, and her friend was a Christian, and they had Bible classes at each other's houses. And me and my girlfriend, one particular Bible class we went to, and I was sincerely seeking God. Me and her, we wanted to change our life, and we wanted to get married and do things right the way God wanted us to. And so I was sincere. I wasn't playing with God. I never played with Almighty God Allah. And so they told us to walk across the floor and say, thank you, Jesus. And just praise Jesus, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I said, okay, I did it. Me and my girlfriend did it together. And we did it, and then after about 3 times we did it, they said, my girlfriend's mother said, don't y'all feel the spirit of the Lord Jesus in you? Don't you feel it? And her daughter, she said, yes, I do, mama. And first I asked, I said, do you feel it? I whispered to her so they couldn't hear. She said, I don't feel nothing, Gerald. And I said, I don't either. She said, but don't make mama mad. Say you feel it anyway. I said, I can't do that. She said, mama, I feel it. I said, no, ma'am, I don't feel nothing. And you know what her mother told me? Her mother told me, say, that's the devil in you.
I mean, it's so many traditional things, man, that's been out there, even in our own black race, you know. And I say that because if we don't wake up, if we continue to be pacified, even by our own people, if we continue to pacify ourselves, then we're going to get what we already got. So you
that's
have
right.
to be strong and speak up. And that's why I tell you a lot of times, Brother Shaheed, that a lot of times, you know, I've told you many times, I don't continue to tell you, I don't think as much as I used to. Sometimes people don't want to hear it because people
don't
want to hear the truth. People want to stay pacified. They want. I got an old friend of mine. He's out in California now, and he's a good brother from Philadelphia. He used to always
right.
say, because he had a way with people. He got a way with people, you know. But he said,
yeah.
here's what he used to, he said, and he even said today, you got to tell people what they want to hear, man. That's how, I used to wonder how he get along with people so well. I tell them what they want to hear. So it's kind of funny, right? He called
yeah.
me sometime, and he called me back here not long ago. He wanted a few dollars, you know, and I've sent him a few dollars out in California because,
yeah.
you know, he's disabled. He has asthma real bad. But anyway, it's kind of funny that we speak about it. He asked me to send him a few dollars, and I said, Brother Lou, I said, I ain't got no money, man, right now, man. Things a little tight. And so he said, oh, man, you got money. So he kept telling me, I told him 2 or 3 times, man. I said, look, man, I'll see what I can do, man. I ain't got no money, man. And so he kept insisting and kept saying that, you know, oh, man, I know you got some money. I don't need a few dollars. I know you. He said, I know you ain't going to let old Brother Lou down. I said, all right, man, I'll send you something, man. So I get off the phone, and so he wanted me to call him back when I put it in the mail, and I never called him back. So he called me the next day, and he called me a prick on the phone. It was kind of
yeah.
So and my wife said, "Well, you gonna send Lou the money?" I said, "I ain't got no money to send Lou." I tried to tell him, and so I thought about what he say. He said, "Well, I just told him what he wanted to hear because he wasn't hearing me tell him I didn't have it right now."
Right,
so I finally
right.
told him, "I'll send you something." So I had to tell him what he wanted to hear. You know, it's kind of funny. But we are brothers like that, and we get along like that. And so and he understand, and he know I do anything I can for him. But
right.
my point is that, you know, if we continue to pacify each other, pacify people, and continue to lie to our kids about even things such as Christmas and these kind of things, and pacify them, just telling them what they want to hear, and doing, giving them these material things just to quieten them down, and we continue to just hold our people and hold ourselves back, you know. And it's a shame, but we just have to put our faith in God and just continue to be strong people, and move forward with or without these material things, with or without. Some of our own loved ones, you know.
That's exactly right.
Yes, brothers, I just wanted to interfere for a moment. You're just doing so great, so wonderful, and you reminded me of some things that I had thought about while we were talking. And one thing was when you were talking about your experiences in the church. That reminded me that in Islam, which that Islam is logic thinking, and you think before you act. But the church, we were said, you know, that's become like a social institution for entertainment. So
yeah.
go there and learn. concerned about. They go to the creator. They go to entertain one another. And see
that's right.
How you can make each other feel good. But they call that good feeling, but it's really a bad feeling. They don't realize because they are being deceptive.
That's right.
And so therefore, when you go to show your praises and respect to your creator, to Allah, you go with the best of manners because his manners are the highest manners, the highest morals, the best of morals. And that's what you accept it. You don't go falling all out on the floor and acting stupid and lying and pretending you feel something you know you don't feel.
That's right.
So this is for, these are things that we have to correct today, especially in our people. Because
that's right.
These are things that have come. These are people that have been forced into, like we say, in this institutionalized racism and all. This has been forced through the religion, through the books, and they taught to them. They taught them conduct and how to act and all of that. Our people have become, they've become to accept wrong for right and think that right is wrong. And I
exactly.
can see here, I think that. I see something here that's come on this red recording left. I think we are out of time, even though I guess my clock is off, even though I said it. It says that we have no more time left here. So I think it's time for us to go off the air now. Imam Shahid, do you want to take over?
You know what, I can. I mean, it don't seem like we've been on the whole length of time, but I can say a few words before we go off and maybe a prayer if I got time enough to do that.
All right. It could be something going on in the studio. Maybe that's what the reception was for, and they might be trying to correct it, but I did say that we have just so many seconds left. They came on for a minute and said that.
Right. Well, I've been monitoring the time, and we haven't been on for the whole length of time, but it's well and good because what's been said is enough to wake any human being up. I didn't say Muslim. I said human being if they have godly intentions, good intentions. You know, this
That's
has been
right.
a wake-up
yes.
message. This is a wake-up message. You know,
yes,
there was a song. There was a song that came on years ago. Said, "Wake up, everybody! No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead." You see, and see, we can't think. We gotta think ahead. And thinking ahead, like you said, is realizing. Okay, well, we see where we're at. Now, what we gonna do? To move further. And President Obama has talked about it. We got to, that's how he got voted in. Everybody, the common people, they got their little money together, whether they had $1, $2, $3, and they got enough money to get $1 billion together to get them in the presidency because politics ain't about votes, it's about money.
That's right.
It's about money. It ain't a... John?
I believe they might be cutting us off early. I think something might be going on in the studio. And we have problems like that sometimes. They do have to cut us off early to correct it.
Okay.
I'm receiving a notice that our time is up. We know that we have a half an hour left, but if there's something going on in the studio, they might have to cut us off early. So, and so I just wanted to let you know that we should try to tie things up now.
Okay, then. Well, I thank you and Brother Larry. I thank all of you all who have listened today. I pray that Almighty Allah, the creator of all people, will recognize that our creator is one and that the only way we can come over the evil, overcome the evil that's got all of us enslaved that think that the material world is real and that there's nothing beyond the material world, I pray that the creator bless you today to stop that. Because our time on earth is very short, and we got to strive for the eternal life and not be satisfied or content with this temporary animal existence, just as an animal in this materialistic, temporary, fleeting world. And with that said, I say thank you all again, and I would like to greet you all in the greetings of peace and paradise from all the prophets, from Adam down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him, peace be upon them all. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Bless. To Ma'am Shaheed Shabbat. Thank you, Brother Larry. Brother Larry, we really appreciate your joining us each Sunday and giving us beautiful feedback that you give. We want to remind everyone that you can do the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the Al-Jabbar Theater. Tune in again next Sunday, 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m. Thank you again. Have a great day. May Allah bless you with peace and success.
We'll be right back.